For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is shaking his head over the apparent murder of Saudi critic and Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi.
Somebody really messed up, and they had the worst cover-up ever. And where it should have stopped is at the deal standpoint, when they thought about it. Because whoever thought of that idea, I think, is in big trouble.
And should the Saudis face any consequences?
In terms of what we ultimately do, I'm going to leave it very much in conjunction with me up to Congress. And that means Congress, both Republicans and Democrats.
Southern California is bracing for a possible flux of Central American migrants as thousands of people make their way through Mexico. There's concern this caravan may overwhelm the already stressed-out court system at the U.S. border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's a brand new kind of credit score coming. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
FICO, which created the scores most people are familiar with, says this new score will consider how you manage your checking and savings accounts along with other financial activity. They say it could help some people obtain new lines of credit thanks to what's being called the Ultra FICO score. That pilot program will get started next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has announced she's withdrawing from public life as she deals with dementia. In a public letter released by the court, O'Connor writes, "Since many people have asked about my current status and activities, I want to be open about these changes and, while I'm still able, share some of my personal thoughts." O'Connor was the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court. She retired in 2006. She is currently 88 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump was in Houston stumping for Senator Ted Cruz. With more, here's USA's Robin Walensky.
Nobody has helped me more with your tax cuts, with your regulation, with all of the things that we're doing, including military and our vets, than Senator Ted Cruz. Nobody.
President Trump fires up the huge crowd at a Make America Great Again rally in Houston for Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz.
This is Texas. This is the diversity of our city and state that we want jobs, we want freedom, we want opportunity.
Cruz says Republicans delivering on promises.
Elections are about choices. If you want a big government gun grab and liberal, well, the Democrats have given you one.
Much of the nation is glad to see decreasing gas prices as oil has dropped to $69 per barrel. John Clemens has more.
Decreasing oil prices have sent the national average down over 4 cents a gallon in the last week, with the exception of the West Coast. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has the national average.
The national average in the last week has dropped by 4.4 cents per gallon to about $2.84 a gallon. That puts it just 1.5 cents higher than amongst the lowest it's been since April.
Hawaii has the highest average at $3.87 a gallon, while South Carolina the lowest at $2.55 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.